Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
I can see technical falls happening a little faster now, couldn't they?
Yep, and with the short matches that we had, or the few matches that we had there tonight, we already had one tech fall, and it was right there right away. And, you know, before you knew it, I think first move into the second period, it was a tech fall. So, and hardly you ever see a tech fall in one period.
The Ithaca Weston girls will be at Wisconsin Dells Friday night, and the boys team will be in lacrosse at Lacrosse Logan's tournament on Saturday. River Valley co-head coach Dan Makovic talked about scoring and the changes for high school wrestling.
We're fortunate enough to wrestle at the Reedsburg Duels, and, you know, team points matter for that. And we're talking, oh, do we go neutral or do we go top here? Because you can score 4 points from the top position versus 3 from a takedown, or, you know, 1 for an escape. And there's also times where you're saying, we need a pin, so you have to be in a certain position, because if you're trying to pin somebody from neutral, you have to take them directly to their back, otherwise the match gets stopped at a tech fall. So we are really learning to adjust on the fly here. The people I feel the worst for are the referees. It's a lot of scoring rather quickly. We saw 1 minute tech falls in the last few duels.
That's making high school sport news this week. I'm Phil Nee, courtesy of Dairyland Transportation.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and 3 loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
Oakwood Fruit Farm wants to thank everyone for another incredible season. As the farm closes its doors for the year, they'd like to express their gratitude for your support and remind you how much they value being a part of your traditions. From everyone at Oakwood Fruit Farm, happy holidays. They look forward to welcoming you back next fall for more fresh fruit, family fun, and wonderful memories. Oakwood Fruit Farm, where every season brings something special. See you next year.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
The calendar brings a change of seasons, so does life. I am Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We all have a season that we like best and one that is our least favorite. In life, there are also seasons to celebrate and seasons to dread. All of us at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service are committed to serving you during life's difficult seasons so you can look forward to life's brighter days. Our door is always open and your questions are always welcome at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
Since 1974, Templin AgriBuilders has been at your service for barn remodeling, machine sheds, calf or young cattle housing, garages, and homes. Talk with Templin AgriBuilders soon at 585-3101. The Templin crew builds the finest pool buildings for farm, commercial, and home, plus siding, roofing, and cement work. Get it done right and get it done local. Call 585-3101 for a free estimate. Templin AgriBuilders, ready to go to work for you.
Want to make your home a more comfortable place, but don't think you can afford a top-brand heating and cooling system? Well, Carrier has the right solutions for every budget. When you turn to your Carrier expert, they'll show you our full lineup of best-in-class home comfort systems and help you pick the one that best fits into your home budget. Because in this economy, who couldn't use a little more comfort?
Contact the experts at Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, 647-5500.
WRCO.
Welcome back to Ithaca. The Bulldogs taking on the Wildcats tonight in area boys basketball. And the Bulldogs with a 6-point lead at break, 37-31. Their biggest lead was with 5:13 to go when they were up 29-20. First half scoring, Devin Iam with 14, Sammy Clary 9, Wes Nelson has 7, 3 for Cody Burns, and 2 each for Casey Pomering and Houston Boland. On the other side for the Wildcats, they're led in scoring by Jack Rundy and Everett Dressler with 7 each five each for Aiden Kelleher and Carson Splinter. Also a three-point night for Austin Furlong, two for Remy Lawrence, and two for Bryce Pierce. Each team with three-point baskets so far in the evening. The Bulldogs getting that lead for the first time since 2-0. They were down at one point by five. Came back to lead for good at 13-12. They have led since that time and lead at halftime 37-31. Also on the Phil Neath flip phone at halftime, girls basketball, Belmont leads Benton 49-16. Bangor 38-19. Cashton, their opponent, that's in the second half. Cuba City leading Iowa Grant at half. Hillsboro 42, Royal 32. All these girls scores. And mostly, it's girls basketball tonight. This is a rare boys game. Highland 22-19, leading in half over Scholesburg. Boscobel 24, Fenimore 16. Prairie du Chien 28-6 over River Valley. Lancaster leading Richland Center 15-10 at last word. La Crosse Central 34-18 in boys basketball, leading Prairie du Chien at halftime. Tomorrow night, boys basketball from the Southwest Conference. Richland Center travels to Platteville. We'll get to the second half coming up in a moment from Ithaca. Bulldogs leading it 37-31 over Southwestern on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
When water runs low, don't let it delay. Call Advanced Pump and Well Solutions today. With Larry, Shelley, and Chris on the team, they'll bring you water like a holiday dream. 24-hour service day or night, they'll fix it fast and make it right. From pumps to wells, they're the ones to call for a merry solution, big or small. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, bringing you water and cheer all year.
Welcome back to Ithaca tonight. The warm, friendly confines. Next time the school board's on the morning show, we can put in for underground heating, heated parking garage for me, so I don't have to go outside after games. That's the only bad thing. A little chilly tonight, but some hot action on the inside. Ball comes in play. Sammy Clary grabs it, and we're underway in the second half. Pomering and Clary, also Boland, Iam, and Nelson. Ball goes into the high post. Boland back to Nelson, and now Clary guarded closely. Bulldogs with three players with two fouls. They're all out there now. Again, Nelson in the corner, breaks the defense, fires it back to Sammy. Three on the way, short, and he'll fight for his own rebound. Ball knocked loose, picked up now by Kelleher and the Wildcats. Three on two, Kelleher dumps it low. Tough shot, good for Furlong. And then makes it 37-33. Ball comes to the near side. Pomering and company down to the baseline. It's caught there by Boland. Boland looking long, fires it. High post there for Pomering. Clary, left wing, three on the way, and that is off the rim. Bounces over the backboard and out of bounds. It'll belong to the Wildcats. No backcourt pressure as the teams fall back. And the Wildcats set up the offense. 1 minute into the second half. Kind of one of those catch-your-breath moments. Going to be some kind of back-and-forth breakneck action here in the second half. Ball to the corner. Caught here by Rundy. Drives. Reverse lay-in won't go. Rebound pulled down by Iam. Well defended by the Bulldogs. Outlet pass now for Pomering. He'll set it up. Boland to Iam. Devin, ball fake for three. Sammy, left wing. He'll grab it and looks to drive. And now brings it back to Boland at the top of the circle. Houston looking, gives it back to Clary. Bulldogs whipping it near side. Iam for three from the corner. Good! Devin Iam with his second triple. Bulldogs go up by 7, 40-33. Southwestern up the sideline. Long three on the way. That's no good for Furlong. Rebound Clary off to the races. The other way, hooks it up and good. Almost lost the handle. Sammy kind of smiling as he goes back. Got the basket, Bulldogs back up by 9, 42-33. Wildcats with the ball 2 minutes into the second half. Left side, Dressler looks, fires, free throw line. There's a leap and leaner. It's in and out by Rundy. Rebound, Devin Eim. Off to Pomering. And the Bulldogs set sail across the half-court line. Out to meet the ball is Nelson on the near side. Wes holds it, drives, hands off now. Near side, it's Pomering. Pomering, high post, Eim. There's a 10-footer. It's up, no good. Rebound taken by Rundy and the Wildcats. Jack running the other way across the half-court line. Slings it, top of the circle. Dressler makes the move, nothing. Fires to the corner. Three on the way, won't go for Kelleher. Rebound by Clary, and now he's tied up by Kelleher. The alternate arrow points to the Wildcats. Into the game for Southwestern, number two, Carson Splinter. Splinter takes a place on the floor now. Bulldogs by 9. Southwestern brings it in. There's a three on the way, and that is in and out. Devin Eim snags the rebound. After the miss by Dressler, Eim brings it along the near side. Devin on the wing. Over to the left side it goes. It's handled there by Pomering. Back to Eim. He'll shoot a three. It's on the way and short. Rebound by Nelson. Back it goes to Boland, and he's pinned in. Gives it now to Clary. Clary drives down to the baseline. Nothing. Fires back to Eim. Bulldogs taking a little bit of time now, taking the air out of the ball a little bit. Ball goes to Clary on the right side. Bounce feed down low. There's Eim backing in, trying to take up the defender. Now throws it to Nelson instead, and back to Pomering. Bulldogs showing some good patience on the offense. Pomering throws to Nelson just inside the top of the circle. Fires it back to the left side. That's Boland. Now taken there by Eim. He leaves the dribble, gives back to Sammy. Near side, Nelson for three. On the way, on the rim, no good. Rebound, Pierce. Up ahead for Southwestern, two on two. They'll take a scoop shot on the way, no good. Rebound, Taptaroos, and it's going to be taken by Pomering. So Southwestern missed a break shot. Bulldogs are putting on some pretty good pressure. It was not a gimme, that's for sure. 4 minutes into the second half, 14 left. Bulldogs by 9. Boland with the basketball, drives. It's knocked away, picked up by Kelleher, takes to the backcourt, drives in with a runner, no good. Rebound now by Dressler. Nothing there, back to Pierce. They'll shoot a long two. It's off the rim, no good. Rebound, Pomering. And a foul's going to be called on Southwestern. They were reaching, trying to get the tie-up. And they do that a lot, and they're successful at getting the tie-up. That time, I think Dressler kind of got his hand caught underneath the elbow and kind of got wrapped up. So Quinton Nemitz looking to put in 5 new players. Foul is marked off on the Wildcats. And as the substitutions are made here for the Wildcats, the Bulldogs get a little time to catch their breath. Drew Martin returns. Also, Austin Furlong. Remy Lawrence is back in. And Lucas Foley for Southwestern. Bulldog lineup remains the same, and they're going to use a timeout. 13:37 remaining in the game. 42-33. Ithaca leads Southwestern in area boys basketball from WRCO Sports.
Cohasson Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cohasson Terminal off Highway 14.
Looking for great deals? Check out Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction. Bid from the comfort of your computer on state and local municipal surplus. They offer daily auctions with a wide variety of items, including cars, trucks, boats, equipment, collectibles, tools, guns, jewelry, and much more. Visit WisconsinSurplus.com now before you miss today's auctions. Don't forget to like Wisconsin Surplus Online Auction on Facebook. Happy bidding!
As we welcome you back, the Bulldogs got an inbound. Bolin had the ball, and they're going to say travel with the ball. Bolin and the Bulldogs I think there might have been a push on that, but it goes back to the Wildcats. And it comes back now to the blue and white. Bulldogs by 9, 13 minutes remaining in the ball game. Pass comes to DeMuth. DeMuth, right side, taken by Lawrence. Lawrence backing in, nowhere to go, gives it back to Martin. Martin drives to the corner, slings it back now to Furlong. Wildcats taking it around, taking a little time right now as the starters rest on the bench for the Wildcats. There's a lob low, they're backing in, shot on the way, and goes for Caden DeMuth. That'll make it 42-35. Bulldogs trap, ball comes up to Nelson. Wes Nelson with the basketball, gives it back to the near side, and Clary airmails it to Pomering. Pomering in the deep corner. Looks, swings it down low to Iim. Iim is going to be having it knocked away now. He'll grab it, lean in, and score. Devin Iim with a blue-collar effort there. Might have had a black and blue mark on him after making that one. 44-35, Bulldogs back by 9, and Southwestern turns the ball over. Quick in transition. Cody Burns is in, and Wesley Nelson goes out. Aiden Kelleher returns for the Wildcats. 44-35, Ithaca, 12-21 remaining in the ballgame. Bass comes in play, and Pomering with the basketball. Pomering drives near the half-court line, swings it across to Burns. Burns near side, there is Bolin. Tried to throw it low, it's going to hit the basket and bounce back into the hands of the Wildcats. They get a stop, now drive down low. Kelleher, nowhere to go, gives it back to DeMuth, and the shot is good for three. Caden DeMuth has come in off the bench and scored 5 points. It's 44-38, Ithaca. Bolin helps out with a press breaker, gives to Pomering. Now Burns. Burns down the boulevard, lays it up. Good. Cody Burns, 5 points tonight. 8-point game, 46-38. 11:35 to go. Kelleher drives, throws to the corner. Long three on the way, and good for Foley. Again, bench players coming in for the Wildcats and getting them back in. They get another steal. They're down by 5. The Wildcats drive to the lane. They're going to kick it back to Lawrence. He'll shoot a long one on the way. No good. Rebound Ithaca. A foul called on the Wildcats on the push-off. 46-41. Ball game score. And Quentin Nemitz getting some good bench strength tonight here for his team. They're going to put on a full court press. Ball comes in. Left side, Bolin. Ball is tipped. Gets it across to Clary. Down to Burns. Whips it near side to Iim. Picked up by Pomering. Pomering lobs it back to Clary. Sammy for three on the rim. No good. And a foul called on the rebound. That'll be against the Wildcats. That will be their third. So Coach Nemeth putting in the fresh five, and they've gone full court press all up in the Bulldogs' faces. We're going to bring the ball in. That's going to be in to Iim. Iim takes a shot from 10 feet on the way. No good. Rebound by the Wildcats. Foley with the outlet. Bulldogs by 5. Southwestern basketball. Moving down low, and scoring is Kelleher. That makes it 46-43 in favor of the Bulldogs. Here is nice pass from the near side back to Clary. Three on the way. Got it. Off a no-look assist from Bolin. Sammy Clary nails the three. Back to a 6-point game. Southwestern answers with a 2 and a plus 1. 49-45 now. So the foul is marked. Going to the line, DeMuth. In fact, he has now scored 7 points off the bench here in the second half. Foul is called on Devin Iim, which will be his third. Trying to complete the 3-point play is DeMuth. He'll take a couple dribbles, puts this one up, and it is no good. Wesley Nelson with the rebound. 49-45, Bulldogs by 4, a long way to go. Nelson down to the baseline. Burns got it from the low block. Cody Burns scoring in pressure, and it's back to a 6-point game. 51-45, Bulldogs. Southwestern flying the other way. Here's Kelleher. Creates a shot in the lane and was fouled. And he'll go to the free throw line. Kind of a, had his back to the basket, kind of a no look. and went up and forced the foul. That's the Bulldogs' second, and that will be the third foul on Cody Burns. So Ithaca's starting to get a little bit of foul difficulty. Here's the free throw, and it's in and out. Kelleher will get another. Caden Keller checks in for the Bulldogs. And Houston Bolin checks out of the game. For Southwestern, Everett Dressler is in. 6-point game, 51-45 Ithaca. Kelleher at the line with 7 points. In the air, this one is no good, and Sammy Clary with the rebound. Clary baseballs it to Caden Keller, drops in with a shot, no good. Pomering put back, good. Bulldogs lead, 53-45, Southwestern ball. Along the near side, Dressler hands off now to Martin. Martin kicks it out, three-pointer top of the key. Won't fall for Kelleher, rebound Keller of the Bulldogs. Caden, Pomering, Burns, up ahead, picked off now by Dressler, and a foul called on the Bulldogs. And if that's on Wes Nelson, that would be his second or third. I think it's only two on him. I'm so used to saying three fouls. But that will be the case. Two on Nelson. Three on Burns. I'm right now. And I think that's it. Southwestern, not as much foul trouble right now. Three fouls apiece on the teams. On a drive, wide open baseline, and Kelleher scores. Nobody cut him off. It is 53-47. 6-point edge for the Bulldogs. 9:20 to go. They'll airmail it over to Pomering. Deep corner three on the way, no good. Nelson put back. Nobody's fouled. Wesley Nelson going to the free throw line. And the ball going to the official, and now to Keller, who will shoot. Nelson will shoot. Wesley Nelson on the night, 1-for-1. Free throw in the air, that one is no good. He has 7 points this evening. Bulldogs leading it by 6. Gets the ball from the official. Takes a look, that one is in the air, that one is no good. Cody Burns with a rebound, knocked away by Southwestern. Here they come. Kelleher across the timeline, top of the key. Left side three for Splinter. On the way, no good. Tipped around. Rebound by Rundy. Stolen away by Clary. Up to Nelson. Knocked away by Lawrence. Knocked away by Burns. Fumble. Recovered by the Bulldogs. Pass comes near side. Keller slices and dices. Gives it over to the near side. Back to Pomering. 8:45 to go. Bulldogs by 6. Nelson on the near side. Throws it low. Burns. No, can't hold, picked off on the backside there by Remy Lawrence, and now back the other way, shot of the way, no good for Kelleher. Rebound by Clary, going back and forth here tonight, getting our wind sprints in. Clary, top of the circle, near side, Burns, tries to throw it low to Keller, knocked away and out of bounds. Caden Keller posting up, and the ball comes back to the Bulldogs. Caden goes out, and Boland is in for the Bulldogs. So Wesley Nelson will put it in play. Four corner out of bounds play for the Bulldogs. Timeout taken by Aaron Hipsch. 8:23 to go. Ithaca leading 53-47 in area boys basketball from WRCO Sports.
Hi, this is Mark Crary at TitleWorks LLC. Title insurance. What is it? Why do I need it? What am I paying for? Which title company should I use? All good questions. If you're buying, selling, or refinancing, visit our new website at titleworks-rc.com to answer these questions and more. TitleWorks LLC, located 161 North Central Avenue in Richland Center, 647-7900.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
It's a game that has 8:23 to go, and it started early tonight, but there's so much action going on. The ball is out of bounds more than in sometimes as both teams push the ball. There have been a lot of jump balls and quite a few free throws early out of this one. Bulldogs will have it after the timeout, leading 53-47. In fact, they've led by as many as nine, and they've led since it was 13-12. Ithaca taking the lead. Ball comes in play for Clary. Sammy, baseline drive, swings to the corner. Pomering. Casey drives, got open, 10-footer, no good. Gets his own miss, and then it's wrestled away by Southwestern. Splinter fishes it out to the left side. Lawrence up ahead, fast break for the Wildcats. Now to Rundy to the baseline. Bulldogs fall back on defense. Rundy on a drive and now shoots from the low block. It's no good. Rebound by Casey Pomering and the Bulldogs. Leading in the game by six of them across the timeline, Casey Pomering. Southwestern falling back on D. Out to meet the ball, Boland. Boland cradles the basketball and now trying to get it back to Burns. Has to throw it and it's over and back. Trying to avoid a trap there. Got it loose but ran out of court. Devin Heim returns. He's had a great game but has been out for a while with three fouls. Returns with 7:38 to go. Cody Burns goes out and the ball will be inbounded by the Wildcats. Ithaca's done a pretty fair job defensively against a team that scored 103 points on Tuesday night against Iowa Grant. Ball comes back to Rundy, top of the wheel, going left side, Kelleher. Kelleher nowhere to go, throws it high, going to get it, his wrestler in the corner. Everett drives, wings it back now to Splinter, down to the baseline. There's Rundy, kicks it inbound, shot on the way, no good. Rebound pulled down by the Bulldogs. Garcia Boland, it comes back now to Sammy Clary. Bulldogs get another stop. Got a kind of a scoring drought going on for both teams right now. Clary near side, Pomering. Pomering uses the dribble, goes to the low post. That's Sammy Clary. Swings it across. Picked off by Kelleher. Taking it the other way. Aiden with a behind-the-back dribble. Now drives lane. 14-footer in and out. Rebound Bulldogs and a foul called on Southwestern, I believe. No. It's going against the Bulldogs. Well, at least Southwestern was clapping their hands. We'll wait and see. No, it'll be Bulldog basketball. Foul is called on Jack Rundy. That'll be his first foul. Bulldog girls losing tonight at Wazika Steuben, 58-26. Ithaca Falls and girls basketball. That's on the Film Need flip phone tonight. Cuba City leading Iowa Grant 64-20 in the second half. Here at Ithaca, six-point game. Bulldog boys leading 53-47. Boland has to hurry to get it across. Far side throws it away. Looking for Clary at the scorer's table and almost intercepted by Big Bill Clone over there. Comes back to the Wildcats at midcourt, and they kind of started to filter back some of the starters. They've given them a rest the last few minutes. Ball comes in to Kelleher. Six-point lead for the Bulldogs. 6:40 to go. Dressler drives. Baseline, kicks to the corner, nothing. Near side, Splinter for three, missed it. Rebound by the Bulldogs. And a foul called on the Wildcats on a push down low. So that'll be the sixth foul on Southwestern. Stops the clock with 6:31 remaining. 37-31 was the halftime score. So the scoring pace kind of slowed a little bit here in the second half. It's been more of a grind it out. Fouls on Bryce Pierce, his first. And Sammy Clary grabs the ball. Left side brings it. Pomering near the half-court line. Brings to Nelson. West holds it up. Throws it along to the far side. I'm deep corner. Three on the way, no good. Fought for. Rebound by West Nelson. Big West with the basketball. Top of the circle. Near side left. It goes to the left and Burns. Burns back to Clary. 6:08 to go. Southwestern on the tight man-to-man, off a screen. Sammy, three, got it! And a foul call. We'll see where it goes. Basket should count. Foul called after the shot, I think. Going to wait and see. Bucket is good by Sammy. Excellent screen was set up there by the Bulldogs, and that allowed Sammy Clary free for his third three. And that makes it 56-47 game. The Bulldogs matching their biggest lead in this of 9 points. So the officials again meeting. We've had a few of those tonight. Cody Burns will head out. They're going to call him for his fourth foul. And with 6 minutes remaining, 9-point lead, six fouls on Southwestern, four on the Bulldogs. That could come into play at the end. Ball down to the baseline, taken there by Martin. Pinned in by Clary. Ball goes high post. Nowhere to go, Dressler. Dressler backs off with a left-hand dribble. Now sprints into the lane. Shot no good. Foul call. They're going to force another Bulldog foul, I believe. And if that's on Devin Iam, that will be his fourth. Stops the clock with 5:41 to go. Southwestern has been pushing that ball on the inside pretty hard tonight. They call it on Houston, so that's his third. Everett Dressler, 2 of 2 from the line. This one in the air, and it is no good. Dressler will get another look. Boscobel girls and Fenimore tied at 32 in the second half. Prairie du Chien 54, River Valley 16 in the second half. Lancaster 37, Richland Center 17 in the second half of girls basketball. Second throw now for Dressler. This one in the air, and that one is on the rim, and no good. Rebound Devin Iam, and the Bulldogs with the ball in the backcourt. They've had pressure all night long, length of the floor, by these Wildcats. Sammy brings it middle. Here's Nelson, near side, Bolin. Back to Sammy Clary. Clary, right wing, leaves the dribble. Ball goes back to Nelson. Southwestern very physical all the way around on this man-to-man defense. Pomering drives to the left hand, leaves it off for Nelson. Nelson out to meet the ball just up from the baseline. Gives it back toward half court and Sammy Clary. Clary on a drive. It's knocked away by Southwestern and out of bounds. Bulldog ball, 5:09 remaining. Ithaca leading 56-47. Both teams putting out an effort here tonight. Both teams are going to be a little battered and bruised, I think. It's been a physical ball game. Sammy Clary will put the ball in play from the baseline. Looking, now launching at large, into Wes Nelson. Nelson right side, taking it off to Pomering. Casey with the basketball, now gives it back to Nelson. Bulldogs trying to take a little time off and look for a good shot. Pomering on the right side, yo-yos the dribble, looks down low, looks for a cutter, finds Nelson at the low post. Wes swings it across, there's Bolin, three from the deep corner, no good. Rebound in the lane by Pomering. He'll dribble out of there. The Bulldogs reset the offense. Near side, Nelson. Down low, Iam. Iam goes up, blocked, and picked up by the Wildcats. Outlet now for Dressler. Dressler into the front court. Dumps it down low. Fast break bucket is good for Kelleher. And a timeout by Coach Nemitz and the Wildcats. They pull within a total of 8 points now. 56-48, Ithaca leading. Timeout with 4:29 to play. Area boys basketball right here on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com.
All American.
Stay warm this winter with a Milwaukee M12 heated jacket from All American Do It Center. Get a free $25 gift card with the purchase of any M12 heated apparel kit, or get a free $15 gift card with any M12 heated apparel purchase. Restrictions may apply. See store for details while supplies last. Get a free gift card with the purchase of Milwaukee M12 heated apparel through December 31st at All American Do It Center in Tomah, Sparta, and Richland Center.
All American.
Do you get fulfillment by helping others? A career in healthcare may be for you. Schmidt Woodland Hills can make beginning or continuing your career in healthcare easier than you thought. A great way to start is through our CNA class held here on our campus. This six-week course will teach you everything that you need to know to get your certification. Let us help you grow your future. If you would like to get more information about this program, contact Tyler Kleist at Schmidt Woodland Hills today.
Bulldog basketball, welcome back. Ball picked off now by Rundy. Southwestern gets a pick. Rundy lays it into the other end. Good. 56-51, Ithaca by 5, 4 minutes to play in a timer. It seems like the clock just doesn't run, and the Bulldogs are going to take a timeout before they can get 5 seconds, or 5 seconds are called on them. We'll keep it here for this one. If you're just joining us, Ithaca has led the majority of minutes. Took the lead at 13-12 at that time for good. Went up 37-31 at break. They've been up by 9 a couple of times, including not very long ago. But now it's down to 5 in a real meat grinder of a game here tonight. Fouls on both sides of the Bulldogs, the worst for wear. Cody Burns has four. Devin Iim and Houston Boland each have three. They sat out a little bit at the end of the first half with not wanting to pick up another foul. And in this game, lots of strategy. It's a good tune-up for both teams as they go a little deeper in the season. And the Bulldogs have had lots of opportunities here tonight, but Southwestern is just a team that doesn't go away very easy. They are right in your face defensively all the time, and Coach Nemitz has played. He has rotated 10 players. The starters have played more, but again, bringing in some bench players a little bit earlier here in the half and put on a very tenacious full-court press kind of made the Bulldogs use a little more energy. So Southwestern's a little bit deeper tonight. The Bulldogs missing a couple of players from their normal roster. 56-51, the ball game score. Boland is the inbounder. Looking to get it in, does to Nelson. Wes in the backcourt, now will use the dribble. Brings it across half court, and he is fouled on the way by. That'll be the seventh on Southwestern, and Wes Nelson going to the free throw line now with 3:55 to play. The big man Bryce Pierce returns for the Wildcats. This foul is on Carson Splinter. No, check that. Jack Rundy, that's his second. And Wesley Nelson at the line. Free throw on the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down by Rundy. 56-51 Bulldogs. Southwestern ball. 3:49 to go as Dressler checks the air on the left wing. Drives far side. Head fake, drives low. Shot over Iim. No good. Put back by Pierce. Up and good. Bryce Pierce makes it 56-53. Three-point game. This is as close as it's been for a while. And Nelson looking Iim at his back to the ball, and the ball goes out of bounds. The Bulldogs turn it over. So the press breaker fails for the Bulldogs, and the Wildcats get it back down by three. Trying to come from behind on the road. A long road trip back to Hazel Green, Southwestern, that's for sure. Ball comes in to Jack Rundy across the half-court line. Rundy across the half-court line, now holds it, gives it off to Kelleher. Down to the baseline, drives low, gets down deep, scores. It's a one-point game. Kelleher with 13, 56-55. Southwestern putting the pressure on the Bulldogs. Backcourt, Pomering. Crosses the midcourt line with 3:05 to go. Boy, oh boy, lots of contact. And again, it's both ways as Kelleher puts the pressure on Pomering. And there is a foul. Southwestern guilty of the foul. Again, the referees kind of let it go. And then maybe the less obvious foul was called, but it was called. And going to the line is Casey Pomering with 2:55 to go. Pomering with 4 points tonight. This is his first trip to the line. This one in the air, and that one is no good. Bulldogs not helping themselves at the line, and Southwestern can lead for the first time in a long time now. 56-55, 2:49 to go. Rundy across the half-court line. Rundy drives toward the top of the key. Looks, now fires it off to Dressler. Dressler off a screen from Pierce. Drives to the lane. Nothing. Gives it to the corner. On a drive, Rundy. Cut off by Iim. Now back to the corner. It goes to Kelleher. He'll drive to the paint. Fires top of the circle. Dressler makes the move into the lane. Knocked out of bounds by Iim. It'll be Southwestern ball. 2:24 to play. 1 point Ithaca lead. Southwestern trying to take its first lead since a long time ago. Into the ball game. Now here's the pass to Dressler. Three from the corner. On the rim, no good. Pierce open. Rebound put back. No good. Rebound Pomering, and there's a foul called on the rebound against Southwestern. That means Casey Pomering will shoot more free throws. Bulldogs need him here with 2:18 to go in the ball game. That'll be the ninth Wildcat foul. And Casey Pomering, 4 points tonight. Foul is called on Rundy. That's his third. And here comes Pomering. Free throw on the way, on the iron. No good. Rebound Pierce. Southwestern takes it back the other way on another Bulldog miss. Driving right side is Kelleher back to the top of the circle. 2:10 to play. Bulldogs by one. Southwestern with the basketball. Rundy on the right side, guarded closely now by Pomerink. Ball comes back to the left. Dressler. Dressler makes a move into the lane. Nothing. Throws it back to the left side. Rundy. Rundy on the right side. Deep three. Southwestern. No good for Kelleher. Ball is rebounded by Iim. Bulldogs make a stop. A minute 46 to go. Pomerink on the near side. Oh, Southwestern ratcheted the ball away. Taken by Southwestern. The shot is up. No good. And a foul called on the Bulldogs. Stops the clock with a minute 38 remaining. And going to the line will be Rundy as they put on the Bulldogs' sixth foul. So Rundy, 3 for 6 from the line, up at the line in a pressure moment, and he's got it, and we are tied. 56-56 here at Ithaca. A minute 38 remaining. Rundy can give Southwestern its first lead since it was 12-10. Takes a look. This one in the air, and it is no good. Rebound by Iim and the Bulldogs. 1:35 to go. Tie ball game. Here goes the pass to Clary across the timeline. Swings it over to Nelson. Nelson back to Clary and the Bulldogs. Take a breath. Man-to-man defense here by the Wildcats. Clary drives left. Gives it off to Bolin. Houston with the ball. Rolls it low. Iim in the lane. Nowhere to go. Shakes the D. Tough shot up. No good. Rebound Southwestern, and they fall and travel with the ball. A little bit of a late call. I think the Bulldog fans are ready to come unglued, and the official made the call, the right call. Dressler fell with the ball and rolled over. Traveling is called, and the Bulldogs get it back on the baseline with a minute 11 remaining. Sammy Clary will put it in play. Tied at 56. Bulldogs trying to take back the lead, which was once theirs. Oh, stolen by Kelleher. The Wildcats get it, and they're going to set up the offense. A minute 5. Kelleher on the left wing. Kelleher looking. Bulldogs also in a man-to-man defense. Kelleher looking to Coach Nemitz on the far sideline. Now off his screen. Brings it left side. Down to the baseline. Going for two. And he's up and good. And a plus one. Nice move by number one, Kelleher, and Southwestern leads for the first time in a long time. Kelleher with 15 points. And timeout is going to be called. 58-56. The ball game score with 53 seconds to go in the game. And Southwestern will get a free throw to try and complete a three-point play when play resumes. This is high school boys basketball from WRCO Sports.
For an unparalleled experience that will have you looking your best, see Jenny and the team at Inspired Innovations. Whether it's the latest trend in hair or low pampering with nail service, Inspired Innovations' highly skilled stylists pride themselves in creating a comfortable and welcoming environment while delivering the best salon services available. For the look of your dreams, call 583-0077. Inspired Innovations, Highway 14 and County Highway JJ, Goldthum, and the Log Building.
53 seconds remaining in the ball game here tonight. And the Bulldogs find themselves trailing for the first time for a while. It's either going to be either by two or by three, depending on how the free throw situation comes out. Southwestern playing a really aggressive and physical brand of basketball, and they've worked their way back into this game after trailing by as many as nine a few times tonight. And Kelleher goes to the line. He gets one free throw after making the two. Heads to the free throw line. He's one of four from the stripe. Takes a look. This one in the air, and that one is in and out. Rebound, Iim. Two-point game, 58-56. Southwestern, here we go. Clary taking it across the center circle line. Looks to the right side. Hands off to Pomerink. Kelleher looking for a steal. Pomerink drives to the near side. He's cut off. Fires it back to Iim. 36 seconds. Iim on the left side. Backing in, 32 seconds. See if the Bulldogs take it down and maybe take another timeout. Ball goes to the corner. Nelson, 25 seconds. Back to Iim, left side. Pomerink, left wing. Clary, right side. Makes the move. Free throw line, right. Shot up, blocked. taken by Splinter all the way to the other end. DeMuth wide open, lays it in, good. Fast break bucket with 12 seconds to play, and that makes it a four-point lead for Southwestern. 50-60 to 56, the score. Wildcats leading by four. Bulldogs got a shot, and certainly it looked like it was partially blocked. Again, the Wildcats putting pressure on all the passes and shots tonight, and that one wasn't to be, and the Bulldogs did not see DeMuth sprinting the other way. Wide open pass to him, and he laid it in good. So a short timeout for Southwestern. 11.8 seconds remaining here for the Bulldogs, 4 points down in the game. Lots of finals tonight on the Filney flip phone. Scholesburg 52, Highland 43 in girls basketball. Prairie du Chien 63-16 over River Valley. Lancaster 51-19 over Richland Center in the second half. Those among the scores we have. And the Bulldogs back to the floor. Boland will be the inbounder. So Houston along the end line, looking, has to hurry, and gets it into Sandy Clary in the length of time there. He's going to get it to half court. 10 seconds. Long three on the way. Short. Rebound Pomerang. No, he stepped on the end line. Southwestern basketball with 5.9 seconds remaining here in the contest, and a timeout taken by Southwestern. 60-56. They lead the Bulldogs with just less than 6 seconds remaining. High school boys basketball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
From high-quality seeds to specialized feed, Lime Ridge Ag Supply is here for you. Is your farm ready for next season? I'm Taylor Fearing with Lime Ridge Ag. We offer Rob Seco seeds and custom blends tailored to maximize your yield. Our skilled agronomists are here to help you every step of the way. For your livestock, we provide top feed brands including ADM Showtech, Biozyme Vitafirm, and Early Bird Show Feeds with trusted names like Umbarger, Sunglow, and Linder. We're here to help find the perfect feed for your operation. Lime Ridge Ag Supply, your partner in feed, seed, and success. Reach out today to get started on your farm's next steps.
60-56, Southwestern in the lead, looking to put one in the win column. Just 5.9 seconds remaining, and they lead by four. Bulldogs have had a couple of opportunities here late to try and put something in, put something down, and Southwestern has been able to stand the test of time. The key play, that partial block on Sammy Clary's shot, and the Wildcats will inbound. They're going to stack up the out-of-bounds play. The Bulldogs D-ing it up. Wes Nelson is the safety valve going back deep so as to nothing to go over the top. And now the inbounder is Rundy. Four-point game. Ball comes in play, and Clary knocked the ball away and caught a foul with 4.8 seconds remaining here in the ball game. So the Wildcats will go, and this is only a single bonus because it's the eighth foul on the Bulldogs. So going in to shoot will be number one, Aiden Kelleher. So Kelleher will take it. It's a one to one, make one on the bonus. Bulldogs open for a rebound and a flip to the other end. Free throw number one is up and good. That makes it a little tougher, too. Kelleher makes a free throw. He has struggled at the line tonight. That gives Southwestern a five-point lead, 61-56. Second throw by Kelleher in the air, and that one is good. Makes them both. Bulldogs will inbound. Clary up near half court. Pulls it off to the left side. Ein takes a deep three on the way. No good at the buzzer, and that'll do it. This one belongs to the Wildcats as they escape. 62-56, the final. Bulldogs led the majority of minutes tonight, but that's not what counts in the final win column there. And the Bulldogs fall to 2-3, tough week. Overtime loss to North Crawford on Tuesday, and tonight a loss to Southwestern in the game where they had some possibilities, but couldn't hold on in the end. Coming up, the Jelinek Plumbing and Heating postgame show. We'll wrap it up here in just a little bit. Also, our turning point of the game will be recognized. You're listening to high school boys basketball tonight from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
It's time for the Duncan Rewards turning point of the game, and we've got to go with a block by Jack Rundy of Southwestern, who got a hand on a Sammy Clary shot. Clary trying to get up and give the Bulldogs the lead at that point, and it was blocked, and the ball didn't make it to the rim, and Southwestern rebounded, and that certainly spelled the difference. And in the end, Southwestern hit enough free throws, and they win it by 6. Bulldogs were leading in this ball game, 56-47, is that right? At one point? Yes. And they never scored another point. That's kind of amazing, too, in that regard. The Bulldogs are a team that scores a lot of points. But they have to look at it well from the defensive side as well. Here's a Southwestern team that scored 103 points the other night, and they beat them up very well this evening. 62-56, the final. Southwestern gets the win, and our turning point is the block shot of Sam McClary's 15-footer there near the end of the ball game that would have given the Bulldogs the lead. And Duncan offering you all kinds of rewards. Check it out in Richland Center. We'll be back with more on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Tis the season for treating with Dunkin', and nothing brings instant holiday cheer like a dozen Dunkin' Donuts. Whether it's a work party, family gathering, or holiday brunch, it's the gift that makes everyone on your list happy. Want to give donuts or coffee for later? Pick up a Dunkin' gift card. For a limited time, get a $5 gift certificate when you buy $25 or more in Dunkin' gift cards. Gift card promotion available at T-Mart franchise Dunkin' locations only. Richland Center runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
The Richland Hospital and Clinics is proud to offer personalized support for people with diabetes. Our team can help you set and track your health goals, practice fitting diabetes care into all parts of your life, and learn the knowledge, skills, and tools that will allow you to manage your care. Whether you are newly diagnosed or have been living with diabetes for years, we can help. Our services are covered by most insurance companies. Just ask to meet with a member of our diabetes education and care team.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local family-owned award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in Southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Hi, my name is Liz Perkins, RCHS co-principal. Although teens and young adults are becoming more independent, you still serve an important role in keeping them safe and healthy. Most addictions start in adolescence, a critical part of brain development. Young people need to know from you and our community how to make the right choice not to use substances. Get tools and tips at the Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County's website.
Y-Connect Wireless knows you love your phone and your digits, so why change? With Y-Connect Wireless Mobile, you can bring your favorite device and number along with you. Experience the value of local support and the speed of a 5G network that rivals the big names without the big carrier hassles. Local, reliable, and built for you. That's Y-Connect Wireless, the 5G mobile network you deserve.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Ready or not, Christmas is here. Richards Insurance encourages you to take a moment this Christmas season to remember those you love and to enjoy the blessings you have in life. This is the 91st Christmas for Richards Insurance. We are thankful for our clients and the blessings we share. I'm Dylan Lewis, and I want to wish you a Merry Christmas on behalf of the Richards Insurance team.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
No
Welcome back to Ithaca. The postgame show continues, sponsored by Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. Now a look at scoring. Southwestern 62, Ithaca 56. Wildcats led by Aiden Kelleher with 17. 10 for Jack Rundy. 9 for Caden DeMuth. He came up big. Those are all in the second half. Also tonight, 7 points for Everett Dressler. 5-point night for Carson Splinter and Austin Furlong. 4 for Bryce Pierce. 3 by Lucas Foley. And 2 by Remy Lawrence. For the Bulldogs, Devin Ein leads with 19 points. Sammy Clary adds 17. 7 each for Cody Burns and Wes Nelson. 4 points scored by Casey Pomering and 2 for Houston Boland. The Bulldogs made 6 threes. Sammy Clary had 3. Devin Ein, 2. Cody Burns, 1. For Southwestern, they make a total of 5 three-pointers. Free throws, Southwestern 11 of 24 from the line. Ithaca, 2 of 7. Southwestern won the JV game 51-30, the final score. Both teams have conference games tomorrow night. The Bulldogs are slated to go to Weston. And for Southwestern, they have a home game after a long road trip tonight. They'll be hosting the Riverdale Chieftains on Friday night. Again, a good ball game. Bulldogs led for the first time. They led 2-0. Then they led 13-12 and led all the way until a minute 38 when the Wildcats tied it up at 56. Went ahead 58-56 and then sewed it up. The Bulldogs again leading at one point, 56. Let's see, the last lead was 56-48. So they led by 8 points with 4:29 to go and never scored another point. So tough one for the Bulldogs tonight, and the Wildcats, good for them with a comeback tonight. Worked hard to get a win here and improve to 4-1. The Bulldogs fall to 2-3. Our game has been engineered by Mr. Fabulous himself, Tim Fee. Phil Nee wishing you the best. I'm going to make my way back down across the banks of the Willow Creek on a cold night. Be careful, everyone, and thanks for supporting local sports and local radio. Congratulations to the Wildcats on a 62-56 win over the Ithaca Bulldogs tonight in area boys basketball. You've been listening to High School Sports from WRCO, FM 100.9 and WRCO.com.
Thanks for listening to local sports coverage from WRCO Radio in Richland Center. WRCO Radio has provided coverage of local sports since 1949 with the support of the community, giving credit to student athletes, schools, coaches, teachers, officials, trainers, parents, and fans for all the contributions it takes to make local sports successful. This broadcast has been a presentation of WRCO Radio Sports in Richland Center.
While we wait for Santa's sleigh, gather round the Christmas tree, play this Yuletide game with me. 1, 2,
clap your hands with me.
Turn to
face the Christmas tree.
You two,
sing along with me, that's the Christmas game.
Once again now, 1, 2,
season's
greetings, everyone. Come right in and join the fun. Gather round the Christmas tree. Play this Yuletide game with me. 1, 2,
clap your hands with me.
Turn to
face the Christmas tree. Christmas game.
All together now, 1, 2,
clap your hands with me.
Turn to
face the Christmas tree.
You two,
sing along with me, that's the Christmas game.
Santa's sleigh will soon be here, bringing joy, good.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Nighttime drone sightings in New Jersey are not foreign spies or threats, says a joint statement from Homeland Security and the FBI to a national security official saying people are sometimes seeing manned flights. This from the mayor of Mine Hill, New Jersey, Sam Morris.
There's one drone sitting still, and it's pretty bright, and the others are going back north and south in an exact pattern. You can tell that they have